Ever wonder why identical messages get different responses depending on who delivers them? Consider Michael Burry, the eccentric hedge fund manager who predicted the 2008 financial crisis. Despite making his investors a 726% return by spotting fatal flaws in subprime mortgages, Burry, awkward, one-eyed, dressed in shorts and t-shirts, remained largely unacknowledged. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank's Greg Lippmann sold identical insights more successfully by better fitting the messenger profile, earning a $47 million bonus while Burry's correct message traveled only so far. This phenomenon, where the messenger matters more than the message, shapes everything from boardroom decisions to presidential elections, revealing fundamental truths about human psychology that determine whose voices we hear and whose we ignore. We form impressions of messengers in milliseconds, making snap judgments that research shows are surprisingly accurate. Stanford psychologist Nalini Ambati demonstrated that people watching silent 10-second video clips of teachers formed impressions matching semester-end evaluations. Hard messengers gain influence through perceived status, while soft messengers succeed through connectedness. Consider Twitter's seemingly democratic platform. Despite low barriers to entry, research reveals a tight-knit community of high-status opinion leaders dominates influence. When Barack Obama tweeted about unity, it received 4.4 million likes and 1.6 million retweets, while similar sentiments from average users disappeared into the digital void. Status signals operate through conspicuous consumption, from luxury cars to branded clothing. Dutch researchers found people were 4 times more likely to participate in a survey when approached by someone wearing a branded jumper, and charity fundraisers wearing Lacoste shirts collected twice as many donations. Like peacocks with their costly tails, humans willingly pay premiums for status markers. Even low-income Bolivians chose higher-priced Calvin Klein perfume over identical generic versions. Our deference to perceived competence often overrides rational judgment when experts speak. Medical errors frequently occur when subordinates fail to question authority figures, like the nurse who administered eardrops rectally because a doctor abbreviated right ear as R-ear. Similar deference led to airline disasters, where co-pilots failed to correct captains' fatal errors. We assess competence through simple visual cues like clothing and position. Stanley Milgram's infamous obedience studies demonstrated this power. Ordinary people administered seemingly dangerous electric shocks simply because a scientist in a white lab coat instructed them to. When similar experiments were conducted with market researchers instead of scientists, compliance plummeted dramatically. Beyond reading emotions, we unconsciously judge competence from facial features. The competent face appears mature, with higher cheekbones, angular jaw, and shorter eyebrow-to-eye distance. These snap judgments have profound consequences. CEOs with competent-looking faces tend to lead more profitable companies, regardless of actual ability. Even more troubling, Princeton researchers found people could predict election winners after viewing candidates' faces for just 100 milliseconds. Dominance functions as a binary outcome. One either wins or loses. Our sensitivity to dominance evolved to establish hierarchical cooperation and avoid conflict. Even 10-month-old children can recognize dominant relationships between animated shapes and show surprise when expected patterns are violated. Dominance manifests physically through expansive postures that claim space. Studies of judo athletes reveal these reactions appear innate. Winners stand tall, while losers slump. Paralympic athletes, blind from birth, display these same reactions, proving they're deep-wired rather than learned. Physical attractiveness influences decisions beyond contexts where appearance seems relevant. For male loan recipients, an attractive female photograph increased take-up rates equivalent to a 25% interest rate reduction. The beauty premium in employment is substantial. Economist Daniel Hammermesh found attractive people earn 10 to 15% more annually than average-looking colleagues with identical qualifications, potentially $250,000 more over a lifetime. Attractiveness isn't always advantageous, especially for women. While attractive men face less victimization from other males, attractive women experience increased bullying from female peers. Women face a double bind. Those deemed unattractive suffer professional penalties, while those considered attractive risk social exclusion and hostility. Warmth signals care and kindness, making it a powerful messenger trait. The 1985 case where Texaco was ordered to pay Pennzoil $10.5 billion demonstrates this power. Despite Texaco's superior status, the jury sided with Pennzoil largely because Texaco's attorneys appeared pompous, while Pennzoil's team seemed more likable. Our impulse to help vulnerable others develops early and runs deep. Even rats will free trapped companions before helping themselves to treats. Hospital signs emphasizing patient protection increased sanitizer use by 45%, while self-protective messages had minimal impact. Economist Felix Oberholzer-Gee found train commuters would let desperate strangers cut in line when money was offered, though most declined payment. Trust forms the foundation of all human relationships and comes in two forms: competence-based trust, relying on someone's proven capabilities, and integrity-based trust, believing someone will adhere to virtuous principles despite temptation. Higher trust societies show greater cooperation, democratic thinking, and well-being. However, scandals like Watergate or the 2008 banking crisis can severely damage public trust, with consequences extending beyond those directly involved. Charisma remains one of the most recognizable yet difficult to define messenger qualities. Defined vaguely as compelling attractiveness or charm that can inspire devotion, charisma comprises a constellation of qualities: self-confidence, expressiveness, energy, optimism, rhetorical skill, risk-taking comfort, challenging the status quo, and creativity. What distinguishes truly charismatic messengers is their ability to articulate collective identity and vision. Whether Martin Luther King Jr. espousing equality, Churchill representing resilience, or Eva Perón championing underdogs, charismatic individuals tap into shared identity by referencing common history and articulating an idealized future. Body language amplifies charisma through genuine smiles, eye contact, and animated gestures. Analysis of TED Talks revealed the most popular presenters use nearly twice as many hand gestures, 465 versus 272, as less successful ones, appearing warmer and more energetic. Dr. Constantine Skye's research reveals charisma comprises two fundamental factors: the hard effect of dominance and the soft effect of warmth. Charismatic individuals assert themselves and command presence while simultaneously making others comfortable. In 1981, the British Home Office suggested soccer star Kevin Keegan and cricket hero Ian Botham as ideal messengers for civil defense preparation, not because they had expertise, but due to their status. This tactic of using high-status individuals from one domain to deliver messages in unrelated fields spans from Warren Harding using Hollywood stars in the 1920s to Taylor Swift's political endorsements in 2018. Is one messenger trait supreme? Research suggests trustworthiness might be most powerful, with a meta-analysis of celebrity endorsement studies ranking it first, followed by competence and attractiveness. Context remains crucial. Hard messengers typically impact audiences seeking tangible benefits like information, while soft messengers appeal to those valuing personal bonds. The messenger effects we've explored, 4 status-driven hard effects and 4 connectedness-driven soft effects, explain who we listen to, what we believe, and who we become. In our information-saturated world, understanding these effects helps us not only become better messengers, but also choose better influences for our own lives and decisions. The voices we allow to influence us ultimately shape who we become and the world we create together.